www.thebrewingclub.com.
Tuesday, 16th day of July, 2013. This is the What's On Your Mind preview program. My name is Scott Hinnon. Mark Strogerbo is here. We'll take news headlines. We'll tell you about the sports and the weather. We'll give you a little heads up on what's to come on the What's On Your Mind program as we're joined by K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, 910 KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, and of course, our listeners will continue here on AM 1100 The Flag. Fargo Moorhead, as well as AM 1090 in the Bakken. Good morning, Mr. Mark Skogabo.
Good morning, sir. Lovely tie.
Well, thank you. Yes. You like the tie today?
It's iridescent.
Kind of hard to have folks see the tie on the radio, but they'll just have to trust you that I did okay today.
Wonderful.
Yes. I have a funeral, memorial service, actually, to attend this afternoon, so I'm donning a tie.
It's respectful.
It is indeed. A friend of mine, this is kind of a funny quick story, I'll tell you, before we get to the news headlines. A gentleman by the name of Scott Hoganson was a part-time employee of our radio station when I was but a wee boy in Montevideo, Minnesota. In fact, he remembers me getting into lots of mischief as a wee boy around the radio station.
Oh.
This fella, right? And so anyway, I later encounter him in Washington, D.C., at the Republican National Committee.
Really?
So I guess I lost track of him or whatever, knew the name, but, you know, we knew that he worked for us, but didn't know him well. Well, it turns out he went to Washington, D.C., and he was working in the mid-90s. This is the Republican National Committee after the Republican takeover of the House in 94, working there, worked for Haley Barbour.
Cool.
And so we became reacquainted, obviously, with his work there. And then he told me all the stories about me as a youngster, being a little mischievous around the radio station.
Anything in particular that...
I remember one time something about going up to the transmitter and pushing the off button, not realizing that I was what I was doing, but just sort of, you know, pushing buttons I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway.
Busy little guy.
Exactly. He obviously hailed from my hometown, and his parents later moved from there, Montevideo, Minnesota, to Fargo. Up in this part of the world. And his mom passed away. So the memorial service is today. Carol Hoganson is her name. His parents were Don and Carol Hoganson. And his dad's still alive, Don, and his mom, Carol. And, of course, Scott is remains a good friend. Now has since left the Republican National Committee. Worked for Brett Bozell at the Media Research Center. Started the conservative news service, CNS.
Oh, cool.
That news service, Scott was part of that. So he's done a lot of neat things. So anyway. Good chance to see him today and others. So that's a long way of telling you why I'm wearing a tie today. How about that? Let's check some news headlines. Are there any protests planned around this part of the world for Trayvon Martin? Will you be donning a Skittles bag over your mouth or a hoodie or anything like that and attending any of these events, Mark?
I'm going to go as a ninja.
You're going to go as a ninja?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to do a lot of leg kicks and pirouettes.
I see.
And I'm going to make some loud noises.
I was a little disappointed to see the Attorney General characterizing the case. It seemed to me that
he is a ninja.
The top law enforcement official in the United States ought to be injecting himself into a case in which the he was editorializing about the case. I forget the exact term. What did he say? What was his line? Eric Holder's one. You know, tragic. And obviously that a young man is dead is tragic. But when you refer to the ruling as you know, tragic, you somehow suggest justice wasn't done. You fuel these flames, you know. And Al Sharpton now wants to keep this going with 100 rallies around the country.
Hmm.
That's smack of
maybe like the
self-aggrandizement at all?
Yes, and you know, it's kind of like the Million Man March, where 13 people showed up and they were really angry.
Yeah.
So they might have 7 of them. But I'll be there in my ninja suit.
You will. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a sign on there that says, be mad all the time.
Be mad all the time?
Mm, yeah. But biracial rage is good.
What is that?
Well, just hate everybody. Not just white people.
Well, that doesn't seem like a very fun existence.
Well, that's have you seen the contortion of Jesse Jackson's face? Is so
you don't think he's happy?
I think he's had like hate injections in his face. Some people have liposuction and various kind of a Botox. Well, he's had hate globs put in his face, his angry jowls and jiggly rage and bitterly unhappy. Yeah, he just looks horrible.
Yeah. The Grand Forks Herald wrote an editorial. They believe that in light of the recent incidents involving dogs, one with a pack attacking a gentleman up at Walls County, the other a breeder gone bad, obviously out by Wheatland, that North Dakota's animal abuse laws are too weak. So they're judge and jury on this one. We'll talk about that. We have furloughs of the North Dakota National Guard, the Grand Forks Air Force Base air traffic controllers. Whose fault is that? We have furloughs because of the sequester.
It's Obama's fault.
Democrats are blaming Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah.
Because he's on the other side. Because he's right and they're wrong.
But the administration's obviously picking things that can be politicized.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You know, just remember that their big trick was that little children couldn't go into the White House. Because it cost them like $2,400 a day to have a few people there for tour guides and stuff. At the same time, Obama was flying around the world expending zillions of tons of gas and fuel. But you know, when you talk about more strident penalties for these dog cases, the dogs got killed. I mean, what, do you want to kill them twice?
I'm not sure that's possible.
I don't think so.
No.
How more severe can you get?
North Dakota Farm Bureau is support the House version of the Farm Bill, supporting what happened there in the split. That's news. North Dakota oil production, you see this, up 2.1% in May.
It keeps cooking.
Keeps cooking. Harry Reid and senators went behind closed doors to debate the filibuster. And he is vowing to change the rules of the Senate. I think that's only happened 17 times in the history of the United States of America.
He's going to really enjoy that in January of 15 when there's a Republican majority and he gets sent to the back of the room with an increased pout. He can sit there with Jesse Jackson and hate everyone.
That will be very interesting, won't it?
Mm-hmm. But, you know, what goes around comes around, and I think that will be the last judge that Obama ever appoints will be in late 2014. Because I think America's really headed, you know, Steve Forbes talking about the IRS RIP. The time has come. The scandal is so deep. I'm having a guy by the name of Root on today, Alan Root, and he just talks about the endless scandals and that, you know, all we got to do is focus on what Obama has done, how more egregious than any president in all of history, more spendthrifty than all the presidents put together. This guy is exceedingly vulnerable, and so he'll have no coattails in 14. And I think we're going to have a pretty interesting time of it.
I hope you're right. St. Anthony Church in Fargo was vandalized by burglars.
That's terrible.
Who does that?
Really strange people, really.
I mean, I guess breaking in anywhere, you have to be of a certain ilk to have, you know, no remorse. But would you not have would you not have a little inkling that breaking into a church might be just over the top? Especially if you go into a church and say, "Look, I need some money, right? I mean, I need to put gas in my car, or feed my family, or get somewhere to." Church will help you.
Right.
Right? I mean, you ask for help, you'll get it. And say we're breaking in and trying to get into a safe.
They should, you know what the churches should have? They should have kind of an electric shocker that kind of comes with a loud rumbling and a rumbling noise. And then when somebody breaks in like that, just give them a real dull, kind of like a custom lightning bolt. Maybe fear of the Lord might be inculcated therein.
Doesn't sound very church-like.
Well, no, but you know, you're supposed to teach the law and the gospel. Thou shalt not steal from churches. I think it's worthy of a derriere lightning bolt.
You do?
I do.
I see.
That's what I'd do if I was Pope.
Would you sell those church to church, the burglar protection program?
I would. I think I'm onto something.
I have a...
And you know, there's always somebody that needs night work. You could have them up in the belfry. Watching and waiting and hoping that someone could come in for the lightning.
What if there's bats in the belfry?
Well, there are in mine.
I just had to say that. Had to get that in.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It just seems so horrible to go break into a church, though, doesn't it? sacrilegious.
It's unbelievable. It's that and tipping over tombstones.
Oh.
I mean, I just
it's bad enough tipping over outhouses.
Remember when I was a youngster growing up, that was a major scandal that the cemeteries had been vandalized. Just remember thinking at the time. And I still do. Anytime I see a tombstone tipped over or hear these stories about it, who would do that? You know, again, I get petty crimes and things that people do, but it would just seem you would draw a line of decency.
You know, I think you're right. I think people that do that, all facetiousness aside, I think those people really need to go to some re-education camp with a lot of electricity all around them.
Oh, my goodness. You have a lot of electrical ideas today. All right. Mark's back at the bottom of the hour with sports. So we'll give you a preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind with your calls, questions, and comments. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality, well-signed geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at BakkenBeacon.com.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We spent a good deal of time yesterday on the program What's on Your Mind, getting a listener's reaction to the verdict over the weekend in the trial over the death of Trayvon Martin. The prosecution of George Zimmerman. Some of the jurors are speaking out now. One on CNN yesterday, known as Juror B37, said, "I have no doubt that George feared for his life in the situation he was in at the time." I think both, meaning both George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, I think both were responsible for the situation they had gotten themselves into. I think they both could have walked away. George Zimmerman's brother is also speaking out to CNN interview this morning.
Now in studio, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
I think we first met 3 months ago, I believe, right?
This is Bill Hammer's interview of Robert Zimmerman, George's brother.
Last night, that they haven't talked to their son, they haven't seen their son since the verdict late on Saturday night.
Right, they saw him in the courtroom, and he wanted to go home. He was getting very emotional there at the end, not what we saw on camera, but later. But we do have concerns, and always have, of having our phones tapped, having our phones listened to by the administration or whomever, because George is now, as we know, continually the subject of ongoing investigation. So a lot of the things that we do are connecting in person. That's how we've managed to stay hidden for so long. It's kind of old school, but it works.
Have you seen him?
No, I've been in New York. I have not.
Have you spoken to him?
I was on the phone with my sister when he called my sister, and communicated that way, you know, back and forth, clicking back and forth on the other line, but I have not spoken to him directly for the same reason.
Would you describe your brother as in hiding?
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, I texted him, but not to actually make phone calls like that. We're back to what we were doing in March of 2012, because it's right in everybody's mind right now.
What did he tell you after the verdict came down Saturday night? What was his feeling? What was his state of mind?
Again, he was on the phone with Gracie, our little sister, and he was not really yet, it appeared, able to process everything that had happened. Freedom is a very new notion to him. He's been confined not just by an ankle bracelet, but, you know, psychologically and emotionally confined to being in that courtroom every day, seeing people try to put him in prison for the rest of his life. So when that's all gone and you're in essence a free man, and they cut that ankle bracelet off of your ankle, and the judge tells you you have no further business before the court, that's in that instant your reality changes. So it's very jarring.
Juror number B37, and I just read it, said the mistake your brother made was getting out of the car. What do you think of that observation?
I'm not sure if that's what she said. I think she said that both were responsible, you know, and I do understand the concept.
She said both.
Right. Both had a hand in the responsibility of what happened.
But she also said the mistake she believes he made was getting out of the car that night. And I just wanted to get your reaction.
Yeah, I mean, that's her opinion. And that's definitely I'm glad that she did not equate that then to a murder or to a manslaughter. You know, I've seen the rest of the things that she said. And I think the most important thing and most telling thing that she said is that this was not a case about race, and that race was not a factor in this case.
What did you think when she said both could have walked away? Almost suggesting that it could have been avoided entirely.
Yeah, I mean, that's her interpretation. And if you really believe that, I mean, they did their job. They found that the facts of the case spoke for themselves as to his liability criminally if he acted in some kind of illegal way. And probably that's not an untrue statement that both could have somehow walked away. Now, there is no evidence that George confronted Trayvon Martin that was presented. There's a phone witness who she also said she did not find very credible. So but for this non-credible witness, there is nothing to suggest in the evidence that George ever confronted Trayvon. In fact, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that George was confronted by Trayvon, including that non-credible witness who said that Trayvon initiated the conversation with George.
You know, when we first spoke, you said this was an improper charge. I believe that was the phrase you used, and you thought your brother would be acquitted and walk away.
That's right.
The end, you were right, according to these six jurors in Sanford, Florida. Now your brother may face a federal issue. Do you think Eric Holder has a case against George Zimmerman?
I think Eric Holder is being pressured by some groups who were calling for initially just an arrest. And these same groups keep moving around the goalposts. You know, the NAACP, Al Sharpton, the Rainbow Push Coalition with Jesse Jackson. First, they wanted just a simple arrest, and that's it. And then, you know, have his fair day in court, and whatever the verdict is, we'll respect it. Then when the verdict was coming, they wanted him to be found guilty. But the verdict isn't what they wanted, so now they're moving the goalposts again and calling on the Department of Justice to investigate him more, and the NEA has jumped on board. I think it's more responsible. I understand the Justice Department is responding to pressure, but I think that the American people need a little bit of time to digest those two words, not guilty. It doesn't mean nothing happened. And I think most of the people who are upset with that outcome didn't actually pay attention to the trial.
There's two other issues. One deals with the prosecutor who was asked to describe your brother in a word. I will ask you about that in a moment. Also, when we spoke yesterday, you wanted to offer a conciliatory note to America, and I'll give you that opportunity in a moment, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
As our interview continues...
That's Bill Hemmer on Fox News Channel this morning with the brother of George Zimmerman. Just thought it might add a little, another element. A lot of analysis going on this and trying to sort out what some of the jurors are saying, and rather interesting. Coming up on the program today, what's on your mind? If you care to continue to weigh in on that and what we know now, including plans for more protests and rallies. Is that the appropriate way to vent on this, do you think? It really just smacks to me of, we didn't get what we want, and so we've just got to continue to, same reason this guy got tried in the first place, was public opinion. That to me is dangerously close to mob rule. And here they go again. I'd like to turn the page. Can we? We'll ask our audience today that very question. Guests on the program include Sean Castle. Sean is the city administrator for the city of Dickinson. We'll get an update on how Dickinson is faring with the oil boom. And being named number one on a list of the top small towns in America. Also, Mike Nathy will join us today on the program. He is a state representative from Bismarck. He's written an op-ed recently to say, okay, we did our job, we as in the legislature, in recognizing the pain property taxes are causing some. Now, cities, counties, schools, your turn. So we will have that conversation with him today on the program as well. And, of course, welcome your questions, your comments on any and all topics today on the program. I'm going to remember the committee that Mike Nathy chairs, House Education. So he was instrumental in all of the issues related to that K-12 funding formula and dealing with the governor. So look forward to that conversation with Mike Nathy, Republican from Bismarck, chairman of the House Education Committee, our guest today on the program. He'll be in the 10 o'clock hour. And, of course, all will take your calls, questions, and comments. Sean Castle from Dickinson and Mike Nathy, and as well, welcome your input. Steve Bakken is in Denver again today for day two of a developing infrastructure conference on the Bakken oil patch that's taking place in Denver. So we'll hear from Steve from Denver as well, or Sean Keshley is as well. Okay, take a break. When we come back, we'll check sports. Weather still to come. It's the What's on Your Mind preview. I'm Scott Hennen on Talk Radio AM 1100 The Flag and Talk Radio 1090 in the Bakken. More after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hey, by the way, I want to tell you about the Cook Fest that are happening today. North Dakota Petroleum Council puts these on every year. They're great fun. It's the actual fifth annual event for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. It'll take place in Powers Lake today. At the high school, 600 Railroad Avenue East, and then on Thursday in Partial, also at the high school, at 501 North Main Street. Here's how they do these schedule-wise. They have, first of all, it's free. Costs you absolutely nothing. You were there in Ray last year with me.
Oh, it was fantastic.
They are a blast.
Great food.
And they go 2:30 until 4:30 for the what they call a Bakken education session. You know, where they have all kinds of experts here. People ask questions, and it's really just kind of an informational session. It's a lot of fun. And then the barbecue and live music goes from 5 until 8. And what it is that the various oil companies and a number of the oil field suppliers and different companies all compete. So it's a competition. They're trying to put on the best barbecue, which you get for free.
Just wild. And all kinds of stuff, you know. Every kind of pork and beef and chicken and turkey and chili.
They have games for the kids, too. So if you're in the in and around Powers Lake today, Partial on Thursday, take it in. It's a lot of fun.
Boy, it's hard to beat. I mean, these guys got some serious bucks. They didn't skimp on quality, and they wanted to win that thing. So they got good chefs going on. It makes my mouth water just remembering. And I remember Dalrymple was smiling like a child.
They're doing a fishing derby tomorrow, too. You can find out more about all this at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, so check it out. Mark Skogerbo is here to tell us, as he always is at this time of the morning, about sports.
Mm-hmm. The All-Star story is...
We can't talk about the Twins winning or losing because they're on an All-Star break.
And 10 of them are at the All-Star game. 10, 8 former Twins, 2 contemporary Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, It kind of makes you want to upchuck a little.
Why do you want to upchuck?
Well, J.J. Hardy's got 16 home runs. He's in the All-Star game. Gomez has batting .295. He's got 14 home runs. Kadire's batting .330. Torrey Hunter's batting .305. These are ex-Twins. Our number one home run hitter is, we got Willingham with 10. So, it's, and then you see Grant Balfour, Jesse Crane, Joe Nathan. It's tough to look at, to see these great players. And, of course, David Ortiz, the designated hitter of all time, former Twin.
You're wishing you had purchased the Twins by then to keep all these guys.
Oh, yeah, I'd have had them all, and they'd all been busy. But our guys, and then... We got Perkins, who's just doing a great job filling in for Nathan, but now they're talking about trading him because, they're beginning to say that we don't have a chance for the playoffs, so we're likely to be sellers before the Friday trade deadline, and they figure like Perkins and Morneau are a couple of the people that are being suggested as possibilities. So that's kind of grievous, but I sure like going into the All-Star break with a huge winning streak over the Yankees, 2 in a row.
huge might be just a little bit of a stretch, but it's for the Twins in the last 20 games, I guess two is huge, right?
But, you know, in the last 12 years, that's the most they've ever won in a three-game series. They've never won a series in New York for 12 years. This was Ron, who's also head on the chopping block, Gardenhire, was his only win of a series in New York in 12 years.
So, you know, smile about it.
And then, of course, we are the drama that's growing as we move towards the British Open, the most august tournament in the history of golf, and all the names and Tiger's feeling better, and Mickelson won the Scottish Open, and he's revved up.
Who are you going to be rooting for?
I love Lefty. I do, and I really like Phil Mickelson. I know you had a kind of a sad experience with him once, but...
It's ancient history. 1991.
I think he's grown up into quite a gentleman.
Yes, yeah. And, he was young and dumb.
Yes, we're all... I was once young and really, really gone.
Ray Floyd was worse.
He was.
Yeah. He was screaming at me.
What did he say?
He was in the practice round, and, you know, a bunch of us were trying to get autographs.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Hey, we're working here. This is our office."
Wow.
Yeah. Probably not the best way to treat fans that want your autograph.
No.
Because I no longer wanted it after that.
I don't think you did.
No. Yeah.
Should have given him yours.
But again, this was ancient history, Mark. This is 1991 at the U.S. Open at Hazleton. So I think it's time to let it go.
I'm going
to
ask you a question.
Even
you studied sports all your life, and you've been into radio, and you've been in the cycle. Do you think Tiger will get four more major tournaments?
I hope not.
See?
I want Tiger to be over with.
Mm-hmm.
Because his fame is no longer about his golf. It's about his personal picadillos. So.
Picadillos, yeah. Yeah. He had a few of them.
Right. Not that, you know, that should be a reason for his golf game to go south, but I don't know. I just had my fill of him. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's
your right. No longer a Tiger fan.
You can be any kind of fan you want to be because this is a free country.
Like the young and up-and-comers.
You know, I can't help myself, though. When he gets on a roll, it is the most awesome golf I've ever seen in my life. It's freaky.
Yeah.
Although when Jack Nicholson won the Masters when he was... long of a tooth. That was his last, you know, his last hurrah. It was pretty amazing. I love Jack and Arnie.
Long of tooth. Where did that phrase come from?
Well, that came from old lions that, you know, their teeth keep growing, I guess. And I'm going to make something up. But they're not chewing a lot of things because they're not catching. So their teeth keep growing. And they're not biting a lot because they're so slow. Maybe it's slow of foot and long of tooth.
I see.
Hmm. What animals? No, it's the tusks that keep growing. Somebody's teeth keep growing.
With their age, you mean?
Yeah. Keep growing and growing.
I don't know. I'll have to do a little research on that.
I need to have that happen.
For a future program. Anyway, sorry, I digress. Back to more sports. So we've got the All-Star game, which, by the way, is tonight.
Yeah, it is tonight. And, you know, I am, in fact, pulling for the American League.
Of course you are.
And because if they win... then
it'll play off
home field advantage for for the World Series.
That makes sense.
Red Hawks, they got delayed. They were way ahead again, 11-3 in the eighth inning, and lights went out and rain and delay. But they are a great team. They're in four games in first place. Two more with Sioux Falls for the Red Hawks. Just a great, great team, folks. You got a champ right here in this neighborhood.
And it's fun, affordable. Family, just, you know,
most expensive tickets are $11, I think.
Yeah. I mean, hot, everything.
Buck and a half on the hot dogs.
Affordable family fun. It's a good way to go.
It really is.
Yeah. Email us, just tell Mark two Twinkies have 10 home runs.
That's right.
You're aware of that.
I know. The our lovely Plouffe. Lovely Plouffe. He has 10 home runs, too. I'm sorry I neglected Plouffe.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's saying. Two.
Yes, we have 10. Yeah, but, you know, when you look at all of these former Twins with more than that, it kind of makes you sad.
Right.
Especially Morneau with four or whatever he's got. It's kind of grievous. My happiest home run thing for the Twins, though, is Hicks with eight. That's prodigious for a rookie. Yes.
Okay, what else?
Well, I'm really excited about Wayne Allen Root, who's written the Ultimate Obama Survival Guide.
We're done with sports.
I kind of am.
We covered what we need to cover.
I think so.
Okay, good. Red Hawks?
Red Hawks are looking good playing tonight. Still in first place by four.
Twins All-Star. Yep. Finish open. All right, gotcha.
And then we got trade deadlines, so, you know, I hope we don't ravage our team anymore. So next year there's more of the alumna from the Twins sauntering out to the All-Star game.
You can take your sports hat off now and put your Common Sense Club chairman get up on.
Yes.
And tell us about Wayne Allen Root.
Do you like my George Washington hat?
I do, yes. Mm-hmm. Quite appropriate for the program.
Do you notice the minute I put this hat on, I sat up straighter in my chair?
I did. What is that all about?
Respect.
Is that right?
Respect for the office of presidency. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're going to have a guy that doesn't respect Obama. He's talking about Obamageddon. This man ran for vice president as libertarian and is being touted as libertarian's choice for president, Wayne Allen Root. A very interesting guy, a longtime TV personality.
And he wrote the ultimate Obama survival guide.
Yep. He goes down a great litany, an articulation of how serious the trouble is, that we can't possibly print our way out of this. We're cruising for an enormous hyperinflation or bruising. But then he says he's not going to leave it there. There's all kinds of ways to make money, to survive. How to survive? If let's say we have a depression or hyperinflation, either scenario, and he's chosen some of the best sharp men in the world who give their opinion what to do to survive Obama. And he's got all kinds of... Like, for example, he said more millionaires were created during the Depression than any other particular time. Knowing when to go against the trends, knowing when to buy when everybody else is selling, knowing what to do. He's talking about going. A couple of his great experts are talking about something I previewed a little bit yesterday, going short the bond market. This is a hard thing to wrap your head around, but basically bet against low interest rates. And some of his guests are very dubious about the stock market. He's got several great, all-stars in here that have really concise, chunky, how to survive. He says you got to have your Y-Pod. That's your personal Obama survival guide, your Y-Pod. You got to have it because it is serious, the mess we're in. You know, the deficit has consequences, and he just... Really solid. Read this virtually all of it during the night.
Does he give you a timeline?
Most of them seem to be saying by 14 we're going to be in way bad trouble.
So in the middle yet of the administration's term.
Yep. Yeah. Way bad trouble soon. But, you know, picking a top or a bottom of a market, having been a commodities broker, that's really tough, especially when, Geithner, they can print money again. This recent surge in the stock market is because they allayed the fears that they weren't going to continue to keep things easy. But at some point, reality's got to catch up. It's just you really can't pinpoint something like a top of a market.
All right, so that sounds like a fascinating conversation. Look forward to that. What else?
Well, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand with a book you and I read, One Second After. Folks, I think it's wise to be ready for disasters.
What's interesting about the One Second After book is that it's a book that talks about an EMP attack, which is something that is detonated above the atmosphere that shuts down all electronics, power grid, cars,
everything,
planes, phones. I mean, just a total shutdown. Byron Dorgan has written a fictional book that he's out with right now called Gridlock, and it's about the power grid being attacked by a cyber attack. Similar thing. So, he like this author says, hey, it's real. So,
probably in both scenarios, food is the ultimate currency. Food that can be stored long term, dry rice, whatever.
Stay tuned for Mr. Mark Skogerbo after the Common Sense Club. We're right here, folks. Take a break. Come back with weather next.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality, well-sized geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate evaluate the data at the well site. And that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work. And we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest up in Powers Lake today. Remember, it rained a little last year in Ray, very briefly. But today looks fantastic. Looks like it should be good. Mostly sunny, high near 75. This is the oil patch forecast. North wind at 11 to 16, gusts as high as 22 miles an hour. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but mainly after 1 a.m. So that's an early morning deal. So it looks good. Weather-wise, for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, are you going to go? Powers Lake High School today, 2:30 to 4:30, the Bakken Education Session tonight, barbecue and live music 5 to 8. It is free and open to the public. There's games for the kids. It's a lot of fun. Go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com if you want to find out more. Can't make Powers Lake today. How about partial Thursday? Take it in. North Dakota Petroleum Council puts in. This is a fifth annual Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. And the food is phenomenal. It really is good. Great stuff. I've been there in Ray. I've been there in Tioga. I've been there in Crosby. They really do a good job. A lot of fun. All right, back to the forecast. Tomorrow, then, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1, partly sunny, high near 75. Tomorrow night, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms, Mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow night, or Thursday night, rather, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy, low around 59. Friday, mostly sunny, no precip in the forecast. Friday, high near 80. Saturday, no precip, mostly sunny, high near 80. And then Sunday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. So, kind of status quo. Valley forecast, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, Fargo, sunny and hot, high near 90 today. Yeah, it's going to be a hot one. Southwest wind at 13 to 15, gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 68. I'll actually take the Bakken Rocks Cookfest weather. Sunny and near 75 today is much better. Wind pleasant. I guess it'll be gusty, too. But anyway, tonight, partly cloudy, low around 68. South-southwest wind at 5 to 10, becoming light and variable in the evening. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after one, sunny and a high near 87 with a calm wind. Wednesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 66, a northeast wind around very calm, 3 to 5 miles an hour. Then Thursday, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 89. That'll be the highest chance of showers for the whole week. As when you can expect those Thursday. East-southeast winds at 5 to 7. New rainfall amounts could be as much as a quarter of an inch. Some thunderstorms could produce obviously higher rainfall amounts. Thursday night, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low around 66. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday. Mostly sunny, high near 81. And the weekend, slight chance of showers Saturday, 77. Sunday, 81. With some showers and thunderstorms. A slight chance. A chance. But anyway, looking pretty good. There's the weather forecast. Coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind, we will ask that question first and foremost. See if anybody else wants to continue to sort through the aftermath of the trial verdict in the Zimmerman-Trayvon Martin case. Just looking at the Drudge Report. A little disturbing. Terms like modern-day lynching being thrown around. Al Sharpton planning protests in 100 cities. A rally shut down a major intersection in Newark. A Baltimore witness claims a group of blacks beat a Hispanic man, yelling, "This is for Trayvon." A white jogger was beaten. Protesters in California storming a Walmart. LAPD vowing a crackdown there. George Zimmerman is in hiding. His parents are in hiding, evidently enduring an enormous amount of death threats. Unbelievable. What's going on here? Ted Nugent, who one of our What's on Your Mind listeners recently asked us to get on, has spoken on this. He said it vindicates citizen patrols and self-defense. You agree with that? It seems to be, the verdict itself, this seems to be unleashing some pent-up rage, which is very unfortunate. Guests on the program, Sean Kessel, City Administrator for the City of Dickinson, will give us a Dickinson update. He is joining Steve at the Denver Bakken Conference. So we'll talk about that. And then in our 10 o'clock hour, Mike Nathy, State Representative, Chair of the House Education Committee, Republican from Bismarck, says, okay, we in the legislature did our job to lower property taxes. It's your turn, cities and counties and school districts. So we'll visit with him as well today on the program and get his take. A couple other things that we'll cover in the way of news. North Dakota Farm Bureau has voted to support the House version of the Farm Bill now. What do you make of that? There are furloughs at the North Dakota National Guard and the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Who ought to be blamed for those? The sequester is the reason. Political football going on in that right now with Democrats blaming Congressman Kevin Cramer. Is that appropriate? Let us know what you think. All right. 800-228-0550. Let's get ready to chat here. That's the number. Put it on your speed dial. 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. K-Fire, KCJB, and KLTC. Join next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.